This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, July 7th, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. The international labour movement is organising a global campaign to win the release of yet another labour unionist arrested in Iran. The campaign is being organised by Education International, the Global Union Federation for Teachers, and Labour Start, the labour movement's news and campaigning service. The most recent unionist to be arrested in Iran is Smail Abdi. I talked to Farid Sipah Oktobi about the arrest of Mr. Abdi and conditions for teachers in Iran. Mr. Oktobi is an organizer with the International Alliance in Support of Workers in Iran. I asked him about Smail Abdi.
Smail Abdi is General Secretary of the Iranian Teacher Trade Association. He is a teacher in Tehran, and he was arrested on Saturday, June 27, 2015. Abdi's organization, which is the Iranian Teachers Trade Association, has been under constant repression of the Iranian regime. There are a number of other activists, members of the same organization, are already in jail. Abdi was harassed numerous times. He was threatened that he has to resign from his position, but technically, if the association does not accept his resignation.
So what happened? How was Mr. Abdi arrested?
He was going to come to Canada, actually, to attend Education International's 7th World Congress, which is taking place in Ottawa from July 21st to 26th. He was on his way to Armenia to obtain a visa for Canada because there's no embassy, Canadian embassy in Iran. So he was his passport was confiscated on the border, and they told him that he had to go back to Evin prison because they needed to explain the situation to him. So when he reported back to the prosecutor office in Tehran and Evin prison, they arrested him and they took him to custody on June 27th.
A petition calling for the release of Smail Abdi is on the Labor Start website. In the United States, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case that could result in the destruction of many public sector unions. The case is Fredericks versus the California Teachers Association. It's being sponsored by a right-wing anti-union organization which wants to eliminate the so-called fair share fee. This is a fee non-union members in a unionized workplace must pay to help cover the cost of collective bargaining and grievance procedures. The attack on the fair share fee is part of an extensive campaign against unions in the U.S. I asked Elaine Bernard about the fee and why it's being attacked. Ms. Bernard is the executive director of the Labor and Worklife Program at Harvard Law School.
Fair share in the public sector goes back to, you know, the 1970s and a case called Abood versus Detroit Board of Education, and basically said, you know, states can't force people to join unions, but where a union is certified, then, you know, you can negotiate to have fair share in order to have the union viable. Well, what's happened in recent years is that there's a number of conservative think tanks and others who are really out to make the United States union free. And they have been funding lawsuits like this one with Fredericks. They've discovered if they go after the fee base of unions, if they make them financially very difficult, they'll undermine unions. There's been a lot of legislative initiatives in California going after unions' ability to collect fees, union security, union participation in political action, which is sort of interesting because we don't see this on the other side. For instance, stopping corporations from being engaged in political action. And what we're seeing is a real attack on the labor movement and labor's ability to organize and to be able to represent members.
You can hear an extended version of my interview with Ms. Bernard on the Radio Labor website. And that's it, international labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.